Find a supported position. If it feels right, close your eyes or let your gaze rest softly. We are spending time with a pull, not to make it disappear and not to give in to it. Bring to mind one thing you have been reaching toward lately. Choose something manageable with a little charge today. Let it be here, without arguing for it or against it. Notice what happens in the body when this pull is present. Not the story of it, the physical pattern. Perhaps the throat tightens, the chest leans forward, the stomach pulls in, or the eyes narrow toward one imagined answer. Where does attention become like a tunnel? How wide or how small does that tunnel feel right now? While the tunnel is focused on one thing, notice what moves to the edges, the room, the rest of the body, the sounds that are still here. This moment has more than one part. This is not a mistake. A pull can make one possibility look enormous. Notice the possibility and also the field around it. Let one hand start a slow reach toward the thing you want. Move much slower than usual. Let the hand travel only as far as is comfortable. Notice the fingers, shoulder, spine, and face. See where the reaching lives beyond the hand. You are only letting the body show you the shape of the pull. Pause the hand before it arrives. Feel the momentum of a reach that has not finished. Then let the hand return, slowly, without scolding it and without defeat. Let it land on the chest, belly, or opposite forearm. Notice that the reaching energy can change direction. The impulse has not been erased. It has been given company. listen for the mind's persuasive voice. It may say, you need this, or this will fix it, or you can deal with the rest later. Choose one thought and place these words in front of it. I notice the thought that. Then try, thank you, mind. I hear that you are trying to protect me. You can listen without obeying or fighting the thought. If breathing feels comfortable, let one exhale become a little longer than the inhale. Nothing forceful. At the end of the breath, rest for a natural moment. Notice the small unfilled space that follows. A wanting can be present, and this moment can still be lived. Beneath the pull, there may be a deeper longing. It could be for rest, relief, closeness, recognition, safety, freedom, belonging, confidence, or permission to stop. There may be no clear answer. Let the question rest gently. What am I truly hoping for here? Notice what word, image, body sensation, or silence comes back. Look kindly at the thing you first wanted. It may offer something real for a moment. Distraction, contact, comfort, energy, or a break. It may also carry a larger promise than it can keep. You do not need to judge the object. Notice the difference between the object and the deeper longing it has been asked to represent. What changes when they become two different things? Let your hand rest wherever the body most needs company. Notice the place where the tunnel first appeared. You might say silently, "Of course this wants something," or "This longing is understandable," or simply, "I am here." You are not trying to make the feeling softer. You are offering it a relationship that does not depend on immediately getting what it wants. A longing can sometimes point towards something that matters. Perhaps connection, creativity, honesty, rest, play, competence, care, or being part of something larger. Ask, if this longing could speak about what matters, what might it tell me? Let the answer be small, unfinished, or surprising. It does not have to become a plan today. See if one kind direction becomes visible. Not a demand, not a perfect solution. Perhaps a message, a pause, a boundary, a meal, a walk, honest rest, or asking for support. You do not have to take that step now. Notice the difference between an automatic reach and a direction more true to what you need. Let attention widen outward. Notice the rest of the body, not only the narrowed place. Notice the room, the temperature, and the sounds at the edges. Right now, see if something small is already here. Support, breath, a surface, a color, a sound. A little space. The field is larger than the pull. Let that larger field include you. Bring the hand back to a resting place. The pole may still be here, or it may have shifted. Either way, you have practiced noticing it without becoming only it. You can want something and still choose how to respond. You can listen beneath the reach. Take one breath, one wider view. One truer direction at a time. When you are ready, open your eyes or let your gaze widen and return with that choice available.